Hello, 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 and welcome to one of the last online present podcast intros. So I wanted to make this quick podcast episode to give you and have you come along with the journey of the final iteration of this podcast. So if you've been a longtime listener, you've seen many evolutions in this podcast from the first part of it of the female entrepreneur's journey. I think that was a few years back to online presence now, and I've really been back and forth for many times about, you know, what do I really want this podcast to be? Do I want it to be more personal? Do I want it to be more interview style? And I've had this idea running in the back of my head for months and months and months about how to create and foster more real conversations around the marketing that's happening behind the scenes. So as someone who does a lot of work with clients that I don't really get to share just because of privacy and helping them to like change their positioning and their funnels and how they're like promoting and presenting their product usually means that I got to keep a lot of my stuff tight-lipped until it's either done or I have to make it more anonymous because I don't feel comfortable sharing their stuff and so forth. So I wanted to bring on people who are willing to have those conversations. As if, in case you have not found out yet, I created a recent case study example for Four Sigmatic. I'll put that in the show notes below with a link to show kind of the vibe, the intention we're going to go for with this new change in the podcast. This is not going to go anywhere. I'm not going to delete all the podcast episodes before this. I think they're still very valuable. But going forward, starting in the fall of 2024, we are evolving into this podcast final iteration of Per My Last Promo Podcast. So this podcast that we are moving into, and the reason why I'm giving it so much time, both for you to get ready for it and also for us to promote it, is because it's really easy to, I think, always rebrand a podcast and just like start it from scratch again. But I really want to be intentional about this podcast because I really love it. I love being able to give you all good episodes and connect with really amazing people. But when you kind of just slap it up there, I don't think you really get that juice, that buzz, that actually the marketing campaigns and launches that a lot of us who are marketers or founders are behind, we kind of lose on our podcast side. We do it so much for like our paid products, but not a lot on the marketing side or on the podcast side. So what I'm going to share about is about this podcast and the new way it's going to be going over. Also, we'll share, in case you are a marketer or founder who wants to share more of this, which again, I'll describe in a second. I'll put down the link to apply below. I'll be bringing on recording guest podcasts around late summer and then / fall, and then probably have this be the first promotion and publishing of the podcast around late fall of 2024. I plan to have this be more of a seasonal type podcast or more episodic, just because I find that even though I'd love to make this something where it's every single week, I also believe we're in a place where there's so much content out there. Not more content is not always better. I really have been leaning into, as you can tell, more quality content. That's why that case study that I will have down below on Four Sigmatic took me about 20 hours to create, and I'm so proud of it, and I plan to do more of it. I also plan to bring back my YouTube, because I think there is some really big juice there that I can give. But I wanted to have this be the podcast that is something that when I promote it, I am all in, just as I would want to be all into my client's business or whatnot. And I find that time around fall is when it's really calling to me to be able to have these already ready to go and promoted. So now that I've gone through all of this preface, let me share a little bit more about the upcoming podcast evolution. So I'll give a quick blurb. Again, all of this you can find down the link below if you do want to apply to be a guest. But I wanted to share this as a way to know what the podcast structure will be in case you are a longtime listener. The intent of the Per My Last Promo Podcast, and I do have a quick graphic on this page of what will become the new podcast cover, so in case you do want to see that, feel free to go check that out. But the intent of this podcast is going to be evolving, again, starting in fall. The easiest way to explain this is 1/3 of consumers say they would purchase more from brands whose CEOs demonstrate transparency on social. The result beyond brand loyalty and consideration, the CEO transparency actually impacts millennials and, let's be honest, Gen Z's, almost every generation's choice of employers as well, where more than 1 in 5 millennials say that a CEO's transparency on social would encourage them to consider a career with that employer in the future. That is quoted by Sprout Social. Transparency affects your bottom line down to your support team. So why not have a space that allows CEOs, marketers, or their team to foster a genuine outlet to provide transparency that creates more buzz, trust, and purchases just by sharing what they've done or doing behind the scenes? Introducing Per My Last Promo, the podcast where we get real about marketing campaigns, promotions, projects, and launches, and all of the data-based surprises that come with them. The Per My Last Promo is not your average marketing chat. We're going to be actually digging into the details of what makes campaigns tick, the wins, the curveballs, the copy changes, and everything in between. Note, this podcast is going to give guests the ability to talk about the marketing campaigns and the consequences of them, but my guests can opt out at any time to not share any specific numbers or even not share the company. They can remain anonymous. The comfort level is something that gets chosen by them in the Google form. And again, if you look on the actual page below for the application, you'll see this graphic here of kind of the three steps we're really diving into in each podcast with a guest. And I'll be doing them solo as well for myself, just so you have that blend. But the first part of the podcast episode will be, here's a product origin, whatever is the company chosen, talk about that. It can be a product or service, whatever is going to be that main campaign or project we're talking about. Then here's what happened and like when we promoted it or when we worked on it. And then here's something specific we changed based off the data. And I think this is going to be a really valuable thing to have. Now, granted, the people who come on who are marketers can be anything from website designers to SEO people, social media. So sometimes they might have their hand in marketing assets. Sometimes they might not. So they might not be able to bring something that's specific to be shown that can be changed. But this level of like actionable insight is really, really important to me to bring into this. That's not just all theory based. So the podcast trailer, just to give it as a written side, the podcast trailer is going to be, picture this, sitting down with the industry pros to dissect recent launches, spill the tea on what worked and what didn't, and swap stories about the wild ride that is marketing. It's like a behind-the-scenes peek into the minds of the masterminds behind your favorite brands. Our conversations are all about real stuff, the strategies that made waves, the unexpected challenges we faced, and the lessons we learned along the way. So some sample questions, in case you're curious as a listener, will be like, what's the focus of your company or product in 2024? What went really well that the team is doubling down on this year? Now granted, this can be for the founder talking about it or a team member who was on a project that was immersed in that. Are you running any major campaigns? Have you run ads before? What has that been like? And as a personal development lover, what's a personal development tip that you've implemented that helped you to grow so quickly? Just some basic stuff. Again, we're going to go into it deeper through the episode on like more of the specifics, but in case you're curious as both potential guest or listener, here's a little bit more about that. And plus, we're not afraid to get personal here. We will be sharing personal development tips and tricks because, hey, we're all about growth here. If you are a marketer, a founder, or just someone who loves a good marketing story, Per My Last Promo podcast is your new favorite hangout. Join us as we spill the beans on what it takes to make a splash in today's crowded market. And if you're ready to dish about your latest campaign or launch or one that you were a part of, you can apply in the page below. So that's a little bit of a sneak peek on what this podcast is going to be evolving into in the upcoming months. But I think it's actually really important for me to bring you along the way because one, I'm so freaking excited for this. I'm excited for this idea because it's something I've had for a while. And after being in business for 6+ years, I have a lot of friends who are in marketing sides, whether they are fellow ads people, whether they are funnel copywriters, people who are like marketing managers, SEO people, social media. Like, I think it's really interesting because we all have stories that we can either share anonymously or share more specifics that we really don't get the chance to ask, especially in podcasts where we always start with like the interview of like the journey of them. And I think there is some help, like merit to that, but I really have been craving this gap where, in case the only way I can explain this would be similar to like the Get Paid podcast by Claire Pelletreau, but more of like the Get Promo podcast for this, where it's going to be real, it's going to be honest, and also it's going to be the comfort level of whoever is on the podcast as well, because I don't believe in making someone overshare if they are not ready to. So in case this sounds like something that either you would be interested in becoming a guest on, or you have someone in mind who might be perfect for this, you can go and fill out the type form that's inside of the page below. I think it's about like 7 questions. It's super easy for you to do, and we'll be starting to reach out to people to become guests on, again, towards late summer. But I'm so looking forward to bringing this to your podcast and listening ears, because I think what I'm seeing, and I feel a lot of us are feeling in the space, is just more transparency overall. And the numbers show it. I mean, from the first start of this intent. And also, there's just an energy of when you're able to showcase more transparency, your credibility builds for the company, but also for you too. It's truly a win-win on all sides. And I'm looking forward to bringing this to you in the fall. So without further ado, I'll leave you with that. If you are wanting to keep up as we build this more into the fall launch, feel free to go to the mushroom, danielleclem.com/mushroom is the Four Sigmatic article. You can actually download the free lead magnet there, and that'll get you added into the email list so you can keep up to date with everything. Or you can go join on LinkedIn or Instagram, wherever you feel like you like hanging out. But without further ado, I want to just leave you with that. If you have any questions or you have other ideas you think might be supportive for this, I want to make this more collaborative as well. So you can always reach out for that way, but I want to give you a sneak peek on what this podcast will be evolving into, and hopefully you'll come along with the ride.